blessing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message. The pursuit of purpose.
Hallelujah. Turn to somebody, say, be in pursuit of your purpose. Be in pursuit of your purpose. Listen to this. Let me give you this. My responsibility is not only to learn of Christ, but help others learn of him. I am being trained in leadership. Therefore, I must lead. Hallelujah. You will lead, will you? Will you lead? Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Oh, thank God, thank God. Thank God, thank God. Yes, you will. You will lead. You will lead. Yes, we must change the world around us. We must change the world around us. Your world is your sphere of contact. Wherever God puts you, all those within your reach form your world. Whether you're reaching them physically or you're reaching them by other means of communication, including the internet, enlarge your world. Are you hearing me? Enlarge your world. Become determined, resolute. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We are never left out of copying him. In Ephesians chapter 5, when you read from verse 1, Paul says, be ye therefore imitators of God. Be ye therefore imitators of God. Copy him. How can you copy God? By seeing God in Jesus. That's how you copy God. Because Jesus came to express to us who God is, what is like. And now, we know by reading Jesus, we read God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So take the veil off and look beyond and see all that is before you. One purpose, to reach out and change lives. Your cell ministry now must change. You have a clear purpose and you must be in pursuit of that purpose. Understand why those meetings are necessary. You know, you ask some people, did you have a cell meeting last week? Oh, no. Why didn't you have it? Well, you know, the members didn't come. Oh, the members didn't come. What's that got to do with it? The members didn't come. Let me give you another story. We were planning for a meeting one time as we were final year students. And this was when I was in my class 5. Are you listening? class 5 in the secondary school. So our exams were approaching, and during this short break we were having about just a few weeks, the students would go home, but the final year students would remain in school. So we thought we were going to use this one to reach the final year students, and we were sharing this among ourselves. Now, by the way, at that time, I was not a member of the executive. So remember that it's not because somebody forced me to do it. The Word of God was strong enough to compel me. So I talked to a few friends, and they said, oh, yes. How many of us are going to be around? And we thought, well, maybe we should be about 15, 16 people around, and we can go out and reach them and reach others. Oh, great. Then finally, my friend came to see me. He said, I might be going home. I said, you're going home? He said, because so-and-so is going, and so-and-so is going, and so-and-so. I said, what about our plan? What about our plan? Maybe we should just leave it till we resume. Huh? I said, but this is the time. So he said he will have to go. All right. So I went out to another one, and he said, oh, no, I can't stay. I'll be going home. He's going too. So what's going to happen? That was when I went to pray. And I prayed to the Lord that he will help me. I wanted to ensure that this meeting held and that I led some of the final year students to Christ. Well, I went out after some of my friends had left, and I started winning souls. I couldn't even wait to preach much to them. It was majorly an invitation. We have a meeting at 4:30 at such and such a place. I want you to attend. Oh, why? No, it's just for us. I'd like you to come. Okay, I'll try to be there. I'll preach just a little, but for some, I just extended. I was in a hurry. I had to get there. And guess what? I got more than the number I required, but here was a big point. I had 9 of them give their lives to Christ for the first time. It was at that meeting that one of them asked me a question that went through my mind for many years after. He said, excuse me. As I was closing the meeting, he said, excuse me. I said, yes. A classmate of mine. He said, are all these things really so? I said, what? He said, are you saying that Jesus really died and resurrected? I said, have you never heard that before? He said, ah, but I just thought they were just saying it. He thought they were just saying it. I said, it's true. And I opened my Bible. I showed him again. He became so serious. He said, I want to give my life to Christ. And I'll never forget his face. He gave his life to Christ. Well, he became a medical doctor. Guess where he went to? Saudi Arabia. Doing what? He led people to Christ. Thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. Yeah. What am I saying to you? If you schedule a meeting and you're expecting 15 of them to come, and so-and-so is not coming, and the other one is not coming, and the other one is not coming, you find there are only going to be 4 of you there. You say, Father, in the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit is going to walk through me, talk to me. I'm going out, and we will not be less than this 15. You declare it, and you go. Like I was winning and inviting them, I was counting them, because I couldn't miss this thing. I wanted to make sure I got the number. If you're determined, nothing can stop you. Absolutely nothing. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up high. Worship him and thank him. I'm convinced that God's going to use you in these last days to change lives. It is our purpose to change lives, to lead men to Christ and equip them so they can live a victorious life and be useful in their families, in at work, in church, in their nation, and for the whole world. Go ahead and pray.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy 197, by Bure Road, Wellington. Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m., Wednesday by 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call 232-766-513-319 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.